Hi, I'm Sean Morgan of QAnonFAQ.com, and this is Over the Horizon with Jim Cutler. In this show, I interview Jim about the Great Awakening as he lives aboard his sailboat in a global journey of discovery. To subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform, go to overthehorizon.tv. Don't you feel like giving back to the heroes who risk their lives every day to make the world a safer place? I mean, the military, the police, the firefighters, the first responders, they don't get enough respect or gratitude. To think that there are homeless veterans right now, I mean, they deserve a place to live. Well, my friend Lucas is a veteran who was tired of seeing other vets living on the street, and he started HeroSoapCompany.com. He makes natural soap that's healthier for you and your family. He uses essential oils, goat's milk, coconut oil. And if you have sensitive skin or dry skin, it's really perfect. But you can actually get a subscription and get it delivered to your door every month. But the best part is that it helps heroes like homeless vets get a place to live. Go over to HeroSoapCompany.com, use the coupon code QFAQ to get a discount, and check out all the varieties. And my favorite one's peppermint because of the aroma, the fresh tingly feeling. It's really an awesome natural product for your family. But while you're there, learn about the charities that the Hero Soap Company supports. So you can support the heroes, support your health, support your family with chemical-free soap, and support the channel through HeroSoapCompany.com. Hey everyone, I have great news. There's a way to support the channel and be able to ditch that corporate coffee. As you may know, Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and all these other big corporations, they're just loading up money and giving it to Black Lives Matters as they riot and burn down our cities. So it's time to ditch the corporate coffee and check out this new way of starting your day by supporting this channel. It's called the Great Awakening Gourmet Coffee. Just go to the link in the description below and you come here and you just click on Get Started. And you choose where you're going to get your coffee, at the home or the office. Click on home. And then you just follow the instructions. Choose your ground coffee, whole beans, if you grind them yourself. And then the K-cups, if you have one of those makers. And just click on one of them. And it just goes through this easy process. You choose the blend you want. My favorite is the Washington blend. It's a breakfast blend of South American coffee. So you just click on Washington blend. And then you choose whether you want 1 pound or 2 pounds. And this is a subscribe kind of thing where you can get this delivered regularly. And so click on subscribe and save. And you can read the description of the blend. And go click on your cart and you can see what's there. Check out. So then make sure that you put in a coupon code. So QFAQ will save you 15%. So then you put in your billing address or shipping address and you put in your credit card and then click place order. It's really that simple to be able to ditch the corporate coffee, support the channel, and have a really nice gourmet coffee that you're going to love. And if you don't like it, there's a money back guarantee. So you really have nothing to lose and you can keep the coffee. Even if you want that refund, you get to keep the coffee. So really awesome company. They support Patriots. It's a patriotic company. And so thank you for supporting my channel by getting a coffee here today.
Finally back with another episode of Over the Horizon with Jim Cutler. And Jim, looks like you're nice and toasty there.
Kind of be toasty here, you know, up in Cape Cod. We've got some cold weather. And as a matter of fact, my son was visiting me and we were doing some work on the mast and he's just spent 3 hours hanging off the mast in a snow squall. So he did his due and got a lot of things buttoned up for me that I needed. But it is cold and right now it is very, very windy. We have 40 to 50 knot winds with gusts over 60. So, but I'm in a very protected anchorage, and other than the boat moving around a little bit, everything is great. So happy to be done with everything and ready to launch and head for North Carolina, and then after that, Florida.
Great, great. Yeah, and I'm excited to do a live stream with you tomorrow for the election. We're just one day away from the election, and like, there's some things I really want to talk to you about. And one of them is these October surprises, because on the, you know, the deep state Democrat side, their idea of a October surprise this year was like Trump didn't pay that much in taxes. And he supposedly said something one time to somebody, but they couldn't prove it, like calling veterans suckers or whatever. And just really lame stuff that they weren't really able to get some big whopper. Now we're still, 24 hours away. So there could still be something like a hot mic moment or something that they try to pull. But I just really doubt that they're going to change the minds of all the people who are going to be voting tomorrow with some kind of news. And now on the other side, we've had the Hunter Biden laptop. That has been the biggest October surprise. And there, every single day, there's just a little bit more leaked out. But the thing is, the mainstream media is not picking up the leaks, and even Fox News is not really picking up the leaks. It's being mostly disseminated by Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, and also by G News, like this Chinese media network, I guess. And I'm seeing things like the Gateway Pundit put out a thing where basically Hunter Biden had his own Pornhub account. He was uploading pornography of him and his half sister. There was a picture, inappropriate picture of his niece. There, just weird pornographic stuff. Of course, there was all of the corruption stuff that Tony Bobulinski confirmed, and that the Senate confirmed, all the emails at least. And so now I'm seeing things from this G News that Hunter Biden has pictures of doing crack with Lady Gaga, and that there's compromising material about Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary. And none of this stuff is like confirmed. It's just G News saying, hey, look, we have this stuff on the laptop, but no one else, like you don't have all these news agencies corroborating it. So it's maybe one of these things are going to be corroborated in the next 24 hours. I don't know.
Well, it's always G News is really a pretty unvetted, as far as I'm concerned, they're totally unvetted news organization. I never heard of them until they started talking about the Biden laptop. And so when I see that, this is just like the Perot situation, with that guy, the ex-CIA guy, who's talking all about Obama and all that stuff. Right. And he's now gone away. So I don't have a lot of faith in these kinds of sources, simply because of the way they appear on the scene and the way they conduct themselves. Yeah. So to me, that's called vectoring. That's the term used. And I just consider them to be noisemakers and vectoring agencies. And it would not surprise me whatsoever to see G News follow that exact same pattern.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, New York Post, OANN, One American News Network. I'm waiting for someone like that to start dropping some serious stuff before I'll click on the share button. There is more. There's a lot more on that laptop.
We all know that. But now we get back to the, we got to wait until after the election. The election comes first, and then we can start dumping this stuff. And it would seem to me that our allies are playing ball in that department. They get it. They understand the importance of focusing on the election and then going to the next phase once the election is over. And so it gives me some solace to see them do that. It's consistent, and I like consistency. So good. The election comes first and everybody's focusing on that. Awesome. And when the election is over, I am quite sure, very little doubt in my mind, that all this other stuff is going to follow shortly thereafter, but in a planned way. And I'm curious to see what that is going to look like.
Well, the Senate is asking the DOJ today to start a special prosecutor to look into the Biden corruption. Yep. So things are happening already. These things do take time. It's very slow and annoying for the average citizen. We just want people to be perp walked right away. Now, it's interesting that the White Hats saved all of this stuff until after the election, because that means that social media is not going to be censored or shut down before the election. So that's probably why they did that. They just wanted people to be able to share information about, you know, this enthusiasm for Donald Trump and fight the big battle against big tech after the election.
Yep. Yep. I think absolutely right on, because why give the swamp ammo to take up the airwaves or to make decisions about cutting the airwaves? And I think that was astute. You know, pick the right battle right for right now. And that battle is the election. And I almost can't believe how intense that skirmish is going on right now. I mean, it is unbelievable how many rallies Trump is doing. And then on top of that, getting Hogan, Kaylee, and the First Lady out there doing their own shows in places that matter. And, yeah. You know,
you got the whole family too going out there.
Yeah. Everybody's, everybody's being pressed into service right now. And I think the point here is to demonstrate without a shadow of a doubt to the American people that this country supports this president wholly and completely. This is not going to be, oh, he won the electoral vote, but not the popular vote. That's not going to happen. It's going to win everything, and it's going to be absolutely unassailable by anyone. And if they try to say something like, you know, he really didn't win because he was behind in the polls leading up to the election, nobody's going to believe that. Nobody who's seen any of the numbers at these rallies is going to believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, Jim. I put my money where my mouth is. I put some bets on the table regarding this. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden wins New England and the West Coast. But other than that, I really do believe it's going to be a big red wave across middle America. I believe that Trump's going to win these battleground states like Florida and Pennsylvania and Ohio and everything. And all the pollsters, the closer you get to the election, the more the real polls are starting to come out regarding that. And I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm also anxious because, there are Trump supporters lining up outside of William Barr's house right now. And they're starting to put some pressure on him saying, hey, when are you actually going to do something about these traitors? Because we're tired of waiting. You know, we had patience for years while they had special prosecutors looking at our president and accused our president and his family of being traitors. So we want justice and we want it now. And so it looks like we're going to have to wait till after Donald Trump is elected. And so, you know, but this could be a great thing. This could be that we don't have House Democrats stopping us all the time anymore because we could win the House.
Think about this gigantic political spring that is being compressed.
Yeah.
And after the election, it is going to be released and it's just going to be very dramatic. And also at that point, the news, the mainstream media will be will have lost so much credibility because of their polling. And I think this is why we're seeing them acquiesce to more realistic numbers now, because they know that their credibility is going to be so damaged come the election that they will just be completely irrelevant. And when that happens, and I do believe that in many cases, they're already irrelevant. I mean, just look at the numbers right now. You know, the only thing they have going for them is the fact that, there's somebody spending an enormous amount of money to keep them on the air. And I mean, a lot of money. So, it's going to be a kind of a night and day thing before the election and then after the election.
Let's talk about the weapons at the deep state's disposal. and how the White Hats are going to counter that. And so we already have, the White House is preparing for riots. They're building a inscalable electrified fence, I believe, in New York, in the shopping districts. They're boarding up because they're expecting riots to happen. It's like they're saying Biden's going to win with their lips in the mainstream media, but the actions say they know there's going to be a Trump win, right, and that there's going to be this violent reaction to it. And something that's interesting is that we had special ops being carried out against Antifa when they tried to do this before. And there would be people who just disappeared in a van. There would be people who were arrested and then released and not prosecuted by corrupt or compromised DAs. What Q has said, and this is very, I put a lot of weight in this, is that there will be organized riots. There will be spill out on the streets, but it will be met with swift fury. And I love those words because that basically, to me, that says this is going to be quick. This is not going to be some kind of long out drawn civil war kind of type of scenario. This is going to be like people don't even know what hit them. And we already have the National Guard that's been activated in 12 different cities in our country. And that's what Q also said, that the National Guard would be deployed specifically in 12 different states, is what Q said. So things are really starting to play out the way Q said. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about the week after the election.
Yeah, let's look at the what is being said by the mainstream media. First off, we have rhetoric, and it's coming out of a lot of pundits now, that goes something like this. Trump is behind in the polls. If he wins, it's because he cheated. And a lot of people are going to be very angry that he cheated again. And we're not sure how they're going to react. Okay? That's a psychological meme. They're preparing people to expect that good people are going to riot in the streets because this terrible dictator has lied and cheated again to steal the presidency. Okay. And you're starting to see that in all the mainstream channels. So they're creating this psychological drama and putting it in a context where the good guys, the Samsons, are going to be fighting back hard against this Goliath who is horrible. So there's that. They're laying that groundwork. The other thing is when you board up stores, that's a visual. That's a very powerful psychological image. Yeah. It's you're preparing for a horrible hurricane or some other kind of major disaster. And people, that triggers people. There's a psychological reaction that occurs when people
like, let's all go buy some toilet paper.
Right, exactly. And you watch, this is what they're going to do. There's going to be that kind of pandemic, waiting for the storm, run on the stores before they close. Look at what happened in France when Macron told everybody that he's going to lock the city down because of those murders that happened by the terrorists.
They all gotten gridlock traffic to leave the city.
Absolutely. Fled the city by the millions. It was quite unbelievable. So you can see people are already set up to run away at the drop of a hat to get away from the mayhem. So these are very powerful psychological operations that are going on that are going to have an impact on people who really aren't prepared in their own minds. You know, these are going to be Democrats, and really they're going to be regular Democrats. They're not going to be hardcore leftists and the hardcore progressives. They're already figuring out what they're going to do. I'm talking about regular people, working class people who are still holding on to their quote unquote Democrat ideals and believe that, you know, they're going to vote for Joe Biden and they're doing the right thing. But they're really being, you know, targeted by the swamp and the mainstream to react in ways that they want them to, and to further excite other Democrats by their behavior in terms of being freaked out, worried, talking to their friends about, you know, all these terrible things are about to happen. That's what they want. They want people to be afraid. If I can continue on one more comment before we get into anything else. Notice what's happening in other Western countries.
United Kingdom. Let's talk about Michigan too, by the way.
Yep. Germany, Australia, New Zealand. They're all following this major lockdown operation. The UK was the most recent. So you've got that now for people who think, oh, our allies, our friends are doing what we think they should be doing, locking everything down and preparing for this election, even though this election has nothing to do with them, but it does. It has everything to do with them, and they know it. And they're doing their part to help the deep state vector off the
and market. That's all they've got is to try to tank their economies and to try to psychologically suppress people. But to be honest, that doesn't have any teeth. You know, by continuing to suppress your people and tank your own economy, it's not going to make Trump lose. You know, it's not going to have a big effect. What Whitmer is doing in Michigan is she's requiring restaurants to record the names, do contact tracing for all people who eat in all restaurants in all of Michigan. And this isn't just another, you know, power grab. And just trying to go with this deep state narrative of everyone's an enemy, everyone's dangerous, stay in fear kind of thing. And and she's the only one in all of America that's doing it.
Well, I can tell you that Charlie Baker in Massachusetts is also doing it.
Oh, really? With restaurants taking names?
Yeah. You get presented with a clipboard to put your name and information on because contact tracing is now required. But I looked at them and I said, no, I'm not doing that. And I didn't get kicked out of the restaurant. So it's a toothless thing. But I think that's not the point. The point is to, you know, make people think that they have to do that, that it's mandatory and that they don't have a choice. And, you know, and a lot of people will believe that.
In Michigan, you get a fine if you don't collect the name. But I still think that's a pretty lame thing. You know, for one governor to try to pull, you know, it's not going to win this war. And
not only going to not win the war, but it's going to win them a jail term.
Yeah.
Because they're violating the law by doing what they're doing. And right. For Whitmer, she's already been told by the Michigan Supreme Court to knock it off. And she's not getting that message.
Yeah, exactly. They're digging a deeper hole for themselves. So what I'm expecting is that today, Bannon and Giuliani will release a little bit more about Hunter Biden. There's just so much on the laptop and, you know, it can't hurt them by releasing it. So, that's what I'm expecting. I guess we'll see. You know, my prediction also is that they probably have a hot mic moment of Trump saying something stupid on the other side, and they'll try to just make that go viral. We've got 24 hours to go. It's unbelievable the numbers of the people going to these rallies. It's just like huge crowds, huge enthusiasm. There was a line of people in Arizona on the highway. It was 93 miles long with Trump supporters.
Yeah.
That is an unbelievable show of support.
Oh, and 58,000 people at a Pennsylvania rally. We have, look at all of the unions, and I don't mean the current police unions. I'm talking about first responders and other, you know, what would be less, you know, visible unions who have always voted Democrat. They've always been told to vote Democrat. And that's just been how the unions were. Now, the unions are telling the union leadership to go pound sand. They take a vote and they're like, nope, we're all endorsing Trump. And that's going to be your lead. That's what you're going to do as a representative of this union. You're now going to go on the air and you're going to say the union supports Trump, because if you don't, we're voting you out. And it's clear. And so the union leadership is acquiescing, and they are they're doing that one after another. So this is the kind of infrastructural support that Trump is getting from rank and file working class people, many of whom are Democrats. I mean, Biden can't even hold a rally now without getting verbal abuse from his own constituency.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're right. He can't even show up in public. He can't speak very well. You know, he's fumbling all over his words. People are honking at him and heckling him, and it's kind of sad actually to when you compare, just do a split screen, and you see like the massive enthusiasm and support in the rallies for Trump, and then you see like the social distancing and the little circles and the teleprompter reading and the fumbling over the words on the other side. It's like, wow, we really might win the popular vote this time.
It also has come out that the Biden campaign is renting cars for their rallies.
They're literally trying to make it seem like people are there supporting when they're really not.
Right. It is such fakery going on. It's unbelievable. So how anyone, and I mean anyone breathing, could think that on the enthusiasm metric alone, Trump isn't going to win the whole enchilada is absolutely beyond me. Now, that doesn't discount voter fraud. It doesn't discount ballot fraud. It doesn't discount hacking voting machines or any of that. However, I'm quite confident that our side has been long ago watching very carefully and intervening in those activities. They're just not making the news. And that's not
going to
be an issue.
Yeah, Q has stated time and time again that the voting machine, the cyber aspect of it, is completely secure now. And hey, if Trump was able to win last time around, that means the good guys had control. There might be, you know, there's some states that are saying they're going to count votes after Election Day, but if Trump wins a landslide, then even if all of the votes coming in came in for Biden, it still wouldn't overturn the results. Then they can still declare Trump the winner on Election Day.
Yeah, I expect Trump to follow a very traditional announcement after the polls close. I think they're going to treat this like, you know, they've always treated elections. You wait until all the polls close, you get your feedback, you make your announcement or your capitulation. Now, of course, Biden is not going to make an announcement.
Right. He's already said he's not going to accept the results.
That's correct. So I don't know how the Trump team is going to treat that, but I'm quite sure that they're going to treat it by simply considering it irrelevant or nonsensical. But I do see Trump waiting till late and then giving a victory speech. You know, whatever ballots are out there, I think it'll be easy enough to say that given the, 90 million ballots have already been counted. All right. We haven't even gotten to Election Day and 90 million people have already voted. So there's a bunch of ammunition already shot off. Then after Election Day, it's going to be so heavily red that there's not enough people in the country to vote, to have votes counted, unless you're counting massive amounts of dead people. And of course, that will be easy to contest.
You're right. The numbers are so big that it's going to be hard to sway it just by the sheer fact that our country is just, you know, 300 some million people already had 70 to 90 million people cast their vote. That means there really aren't that many people left to vote in person.
There's only so many voting public. Right. I mean, yeah, we have 300 million people in the country, but only, you know, 200 of those at most can vote.
Right.
So it's like,
and will, because remember, there's plenty of lazy, you know, inactive, you know, spectators.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what we haven't talked about is the House and Senate. And these are absolutely crucial issues that are also going to turn for the same reasons. And how they play that out, because the mainstream press is absolutely not going to touch that. So it'll be curious to see how that gets handled.
Well, Trump has said we're going to win the House. And he said the Senate's a little bit more complicated, but we'll see. That was interesting hearing him say that. But he sounds very confident in winning the House, which is actually the harder thing to win because we already have control over the Senate. So, yeah, that's my prediction. You know, I'll go on the record and say I predict that we're going to win the House and Senate. And the good news is we're draining the swamp. You know, it's not just, you know, Democrats that are getting ousted. It's like crappy Republicans that are going to be replaced by America First candidates. So this is a great opportunity to really have a mandate and have fresh blood in our political system. I'm really excited about it. We really need it. And because we have a lot of work to do in the next 4 years. I mean, it's going to keep you and I busy doing commentary because there's just so much that needs to be done. It's been kind of building up for the last 4 years.
Well, and we'll be able to talk about things that up to this point we haven't really been able to dive into. And that's because of, you know, how things need to be put aside to focus on things that are more important, like this election. Once the election is over, then all that other stuff becomes fair game. And one of the bigger ones is going to be leadership, people in the House and in the Senate who are going to be arrested. So they might elect people, like, for example, if we lost the Senate, just, you know, on that remote possibility, many of those senators are going to turn around and get arrested. Right. So it's just going to be sort of a non-issue in terms of how close or who wins those houses, because I mean, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, these people are going up the river. They are going to be arrested, and for really, really good reasons. So it's going to be very interesting. And you and I are going to have to, you know, really step up our game to help our audience understand, you know, what's happening in a picture that's going to be very complicated and quite dramatic.
Yeah, I would like to share a Q post because this is not just, you know, Jim talking about wishful thinking here. This is something that's been specifically predicted by QAnon, that there will be senior level officials in Washington, D.C. that will be arrested. So I just want to read that post real quick. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11-3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11-4. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will be unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. So that just tells you, Jim, that there are senior level officials, and what they stated, I'm not sure if they stated in that post or if it was another post, but it was basically that the main action is in DC. So this is not something like you need to worry in Utah about a whole bunch of riots and bad things happening. It's like, no, like it's these senior level officials in DC that are going to be arrested. And so that's where there's going to be the most riots and problems.
Yeah. Make no mistake, there are going to be riots in Democrat controlled cities, especially the cities that we've already seen rioting. So there's that. It's really just a matter of being using common sense. If you live in an area where there's been rioting, expect it to happen again, and do take steps to protect yourself and your family, and to just be cognizant of the fact that the military is ready, and we've tried to really hammer that point home, that the military and the National Guards have been mobilized already. They're in place now. And that the rioting is going to be quelled. And I take you and our government at their word that they are going to go out of their way to protect human life. And I want every Democrat to hear that, is that we're fighting something that you don't understand. You may support it right now, but we're not going to hold that against you unless you actually conduct illegal activity. But if you're just a good citizen, but you're misguided, then you're going to be forgiven, and we're fighting for you. Yeah. So we just ask you, please use your head and don't get involved.
Just stay at home and stay peaceful. That's for everyone. Right. And that's what Q has encouraged us to do. You don't see anything about, hey, you know, grab your guns, get involved, nothing like that in QAnon. So, you know, what Q has said is that, you know, a lot of it is going to have to do with John Podesta as a marker, the first marker. So apparently the announcement, according to QAnon, is going to happen 11/3. So that's tomorrow. And then the arrest will be actual 11/4, which is the next day. And then the next announcement has to do with Huma Abedin. And that's like on November 6th or something like that. So these posts were made 3 years ago to the day. You know, this is what we call a 3-year delta, where these posts are starting to become even more relevant than they already were before because of this timing. And this is all slated to occur in November. You know, this is what it's all about. So keep your eye on Huma Abedin, the Podesta brothers, and also something Q keeps. I went back, I read the first 100 posts yesterday, reread them, and it just kept on saying a couple things over and over again. And it said, "Where's Barack Obama today?" Mm-hmm. It kept on saying that in like 3 or 4 different posts. And there were like, this was all in November, November 1st, November 2nd. Where's Barack Obama today? So that's a question I'm going to put out there. Where is Barack Obama today? That's something I want to know. And where will he be tomorrow when this supposedly John Podesta announcement is made? And where is he going to be the next day? Because according to Q, this guy's going to try to claim Kenyan citizenship to try to escape his crimes.
Right, right. And that goes holds true for a lot of people. You know, we've heard mostly entertainers and celebrities talking about leaving the country. Well, in 2016, you know, they started talking about leaving the country, but now is when it matters, because now they're in deep doo-doo. So if they don't leave the country to protect themselves, then more likely than not, depending on who they are, they're going to be arrested for crimes that the American population is going to be shocked when they hear. Yeah. So good luck to them, because they're never going to get on a plane to get out of here. They're right. All being watched and covered. So if you have committed a crime in this country, especially when it comes to human trafficking, don't plan on getting on a plane to get away. That's not going to be possible.
Exactly. So this nice thing about Q is he gives us places to focus. And so if you want to focus on certain individuals this week and their location, Podesta's, Barack Obama, Huma Abedin is what has been said in the Q post. So it'd be very interesting to see what turns out with that. But, you know, stay safe. You know, you got to think about best practice is don't go out into the Democrat run streets. Don't go out into public, you know, if unnecessarily this week. Stay in your home, stay safe, buy some extra food, go to the countryside if you can. You know, stay out of the cities. That's basically my advice. What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely. And if you have people that you're responsible for, you have a spouse and or children, that's your priority. That is absolutely your priority. And you should, everyone should be thinking twice about that, because you make a mistake in that department and that you'll never live that down. So focus on your priorities, see to those people who are require you to protect them, and do that. Yeah. And there will be plenty of time to pick this all apart. There will be plenty of time to talk about the whys and what fors. But right now it's about doing the right thing, and that is protecting those people you love, and to be sensible about your role in this whole situation going forward.
I also want to mention something Q and General Flynn have said, which is beware of false flags, or beware of disaster scenarios that the media blows out of proportion to try to take away your focus on voting. So, you know, Flynn didn't say false flag attack. He just said the media is going to try to spin a disaster scenario to try to lower your morale to vote. And so, you know, that's the deep state specialty. If there's one thing they're good at, it's false flag attacks. Right. And so they just want to distract you. They just want to take away your enthusiasm, your rah, 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 your positivity, your spirit. They, right on the bus for Biden Harris, it says battle for the spirit of America. Mm-hmm. They're saying it. It's right in your face. You know, they're trying to steal our spirit. Yeah. And so let tomorrow be a day of prayer and fasting, and you know, stay positive, stay loving, and don't let anything stop you from exercising your right to vote, because it's sacred. Right. It's sacred in our country. Absolutely. Any final thoughts, Jim?
No, just again, blessings go out to everyone. This is a big moment in the history of humanity. I am very grateful to be a part of this and doing what we're doing to help others figure it out and get through it. So again, stay safe, and we will definitely see you again tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream at dlive.com/QAnonFact. I'm going to send out an email to my email list with all the details and the links and everything, probably around 2 p.m. Eastern or after that. So I'll give you all the details by, if just get on my email list, go to QAnonFAQ.com. Thank you, everyone. God bless. God bless America.
See you soon.